The Clarinda Cardinals finished the season on a high note, with four straight wins as they now head to postseason play. Their last one came on Friday against Centerville in an impressive effort. Clarinda battled through the rain and cold to earn a 30-8 win over Centerville as he controlled the line of scrimmage and ended up victorious. Head coach Connor Hannafin was proud of his team's execution and level of effort throughout the game.
Yeah, you know, going into the game, we knew that, you know, the weather was going to be a little bit of a problem, you know, and it came down pretty hard with some wind. And so we knew we had to control the line of scrimmage, keep the ball on the ground. And that's what we did. You know, we only threw it two times. So we controlled the line of scrimmage offensively and ran again for about 403 yards. And same thing defensively. You know, we controlled the line of scrimmage, made the plays in the DB world back there. And it was overall just a really good effort and came out victorious.
The Cardinals held the Big Reds to under 120 total yards in the game. Centerville is a team that relies on the passing game, but due to the weather conditions, it forced Centerville to rely on the running game. While Centerville's defense was on the field for multiple plays, the Cardinals' defense was forcing three and out plays and tackling well in the game. The Big Reds' defense had almost double the amount of tackles as the Clarinda defense, which shows the difference in defensive execution last Friday. Clarinda was not only gap sound, they were making tackles left and right to control the line of scrimmage and force Centerville into third and long situations.
So Coach Williams schemed it up to make him have to earn everything he got, and the passing attack wasn't really there just because a lot of it was weather-based. But so our guys did a heck of a job executing up front, controlling the line of scrimmage, controlling their gaps, and again, making tackles is one of our biggest pros too, is we're a pretty good tackling team. So when we can do that, we're pretty dangerous.
Clarinda has seen substantial growth over the season, not only in their athletic ability, but in the progression of learning the game. They will be taking on Des Moines Christian in playoff action, another team that relies on the progression of the passing game. The Cardinals will have to rely on Carson Beckel and Caden Holly downfield to halt the passing game of the Lions.
Yeah, you know, coming into this year with that specific group, we had some inexperienced and younger guys coming back or really playing. And so they've grown a ton in the last 9 weeks, just getting those reps and gaining confidence in their technique and in their reads. We have the last couple weeks here in our winning streak here, the last four, we've really seen a lot of improvement back there. So I expect the same. You know, I like our athletes in those positions. I like how they've progressed. And you know, if we can do that and keep progressing in that part of the defense, and we're a pretty good team.
In terms of Clarinda's offense this season, they have continued to rely on the rushing game with over 2,600 rushing yards this season. They are led by Carson Downey and Dominic Posley in the rushing game, with just under 2,000 yards rushing per game combined. Posley has accounted for 971 rushing yards and 18 touchdowns, while Downey has rushed for 973 yards and 9 touchdowns this season. Coach Hannafin wants the offense to continue to be more physical and be relentless on the field.
Yeah, it's just about us being physical, you know, up front and being, you know, we talk about Clarinda and having that blue-collar mentality of just being tough and relentless. Those guys have really done a good job of taking that in. And if we're physical up front and we move people and we execute our job every snap, we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Clarinda takes on Des Moines Christian this Friday night in the first round of playoff action with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.